A mistrial in the obstruction of justice case against former investment banker Frank Quattrone could be declared as early as today. Yesterday, jurors sent Judge Richard Owen a note saying they remain deadlocked over charges that Quattrone tried to block federal investigations of Credit Suisse First Boston. NPR's Brian Mann reports from New York.
Frank Quattrone is charged with interfering with two federal investigations into Credit Suisse First Boston and the bank's system for distributing lucrative stock offerings. Prosecutors say Quattrone obstructed the probes and tampered with witnesses. The 11-person jury began deliberating last Wednesday, and almost at once they announced that they were seriously deadlocked. Judge Richard Owen urged them to try again for a verdict, but jurors sent a second note late yesterday saying, quote, "The consensus is that we will not be able to reach a unanimous vote on any of the three counts." According to court transcripts, the note provoked a sharp exchange in the judge's chambers. Quattrone's lead defense attorney, John Kecker, urged Judge Owen to question jurors immediately to find out if they were hopelessly deadlocked. If so, Kecker wanted the case declared a mistrial. The judge refused, but does plan to question jurors today. The defense has argued several times that this jury can't reach a fair verdict. Prosecutors declined to comment yesterday, but according to transcripts from earlier discussions with Judge Owen, Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Pekin would likely try this case a second time if a mistrial is declared. Frank Quattrone isn't as well known as some of the other corporate executives facing trial. In the 90s, he set up shop in California's Silicon Valley and crafted deals that helped launch stock offerings for some of the flashiest high-tech companies, including Netscape, Silicon Graphics, and Cisco Systems. Quattrone earned hundreds of millions of dollars for himself and for his bank. But after federal probes were opened 3 years ago, Quattrone forwarded an email telling employees that it was, quote, "time to clean up those files." Quattrone claims the email was an innocent reminder about paperwork. Prosecutors charged that it was an effort to hide information. Credit Suisse First Boston later paid a $100 million civil settlement to the federal government. This case is complicated. Jurors were asked to decide how much Quattrone knew about the federal probes at the time he sent his email and whether he acted with criminal intent. If convicted, Quattrone faces up to 25 years in prison, though the actual sentence would almost certainly be far shorter. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.